concerned, it's being rejected, Aiden confesses. Definitely not, I chuckle. I hear a sigh of relief. Come alone? I inquire. Yes. David wanted to come, but I thought it'd be wiser to speak to you alone. Let David know. His approval letter is coming. Bastien, please make sure it's sent out within the week.
Yes, sire, he replies.
Aiden scrunches his face at that. I guess he's not familiar with the relationship Bastien and I have. Most people in my presence address me as Mr. Freyden or Lucifer, if I allow it. With the VS, I've approved for all of them to address me by my first name. Bastien is the only one that addresses me as Sire, but he's also the only one who knows about my past. My past is something I don't share with anyone. Thank you, Lucifer, Aiden says. I nod my head and Aiden follows Bastien out. I feel kind of envious of him. Scratch that. I feel envious of my council members. All of them are far younger than I, and all of them have bloodmates. I had one. That bastard took him away from me. It's been centuries now, and I haven't felt the same for anyone else. It's like the universe assumes I don't deserve another. But that can't be right, can it? I deserve happiness as much as anyone else. I'm not a monster, and I've never done anything that would exclude me from having that happiness. Maybe I'm looking too hard. Maybe I should just give up. Maybe if I do that, my bloodmate will find me. I sigh as Bastien comes back into the room. He glances at me in confusion. Yes? I question. You're heading home. I'm done at HQ for a few weeks. I need a breather. All right, sire. Would you like me to come with you? Oh, no. I'll be all right, I say with a smile. HQ is in London, England. I've lived in several places over the centuries, but my favorite place is in British Columbia, Canada. I know there are beautiful places around, but I enjoy the scenery in BC. I bought acreage and built a mansion in Kelowna. The area has lots of wildlife. The whole province does. I'm the kind of person that likes my solitude, and not much happens in the area. It's my escape from HQ. I grab a jacket and my suitcase, and I head out of the office, followed by Bastien. I know he'll want to take me to the airport. My home is an escape from the Londoners who know I'm a crazed rich man with a fancy for the preternatural. Going home is peaceful because I don't have to deal with that sort of thing. It's my escape, and I've already told Sylvester and Valentine I'll be MIA for a few weeks. If they need something, they'll let Bastien know, and he'll relay it back to me. But I don't foresee anything bad happening in my absence. I doubt we'll have morons like we did a few months ago. I need a break, and this is a great chance to have it. I just hope no one's messed with my mansion while I've been gone. What am I talking about? Well, the last time I left for a couple months, some asshole werewolves decided to make themselves at home. Took me weeks to fix the damage they caused. The WD gave them a good talking to, and they did move on. But it doesn't mean new wolves haven't tried to move in. Honestly, I'm hoping a human's moved in, and I can feed from them and have a good time. Then I won't have to find a human every other night. I can keep the one human hostage until I come back to HQ and manipulate their mind so they don't know what's happened. Ah, the abilities a true vampire has compared to a made vampire. Both true vampires and made ones follow the same VD rules, aside from me, because I'm the first. I should probably grab something before hitting the airport, since the flight will be a while. Almost 12 hours, and there's a changeover in flights. So, I'll get Bastien to take me to one of the bars close to